Make way. The new music food truck is backing in.
Listen to the big new beat and popular music.
It's the new music food truck.
It's Corey here. Welcome to the new music food truck. My cousin Jim says get your plates ready because he's fired up the grill and is ready to flip tasty new alt and indie tunes your way for the next hour. We'll be bringing you audio cuisine from Scotland a couple of times on this week's show. One from a new band and another from a classic band who will have you pulling out your old John Hughes VHS tapes. I'll talk to Chicago Rockers Dead on the Blue Plate special, and something smothered and covered that was protested by the artist covered? Kind of. We'll get into that soon. In the meantime, peruse the full menu at newmusicfoodtruck.com. Get social with us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you come out the other end liking what you've heard, we'd love it if you could share the show with a friend. We're starting out our culinary journey in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the band we featured before. Here's Surefire from Wildorado. Order up, Jim. It's the new music food truck.
Green light, black night, no one knows. Looking for the answers in an empty road. I can't go nowhere, but it seems like I always do. Everybody seems to have a place to go. I'm just driving, looking for a home. You turned into me like a dream that I thought I knew. But now I wanna be with you. Standing on the side of a one-way street. The stars in her eyes won't shine on me. Whisper in the night, hoping someone sees. She's not. Her button nose was cold and her eye was black and blue. Get some sleep, so she used my bed. Thought she'd have a room and a newlywed. You turned into me like a dream that I thought I knew. But now I wanna be with you. Straight on the side of the one-way street.
Starcrawler Stranded on the New Music Food Truck. That was your Blue Plate special last week, and we always like to give you a second helping. You can get a second helping of my chat with them as well over at newmusicfoodtruck.com.
The New Music Food Truck.
Adam and Eve on a rap and rack.
Smothered and covered.
Beck has covered a classic, and American football was the driving force. Specifically, the Sunday night football matchup from earlier this month between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. His take on Neil Young's Old Man is a nod to both Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes winning Super Bowls when they were 24 years old, specifically the line in the song 24 and There's So Much More. And of course, the NFL ate it up, using the clip in their promo for the game. Neil Young, on the other hand, he offered a silent protest in response to not necessarily the song, but more so the use of it. He uploaded to Instagram a photo still from his 1988 music video for This Note's For You, which was a song that protested the use of music in advertising. Well, we're serving it up covered and smothered this week on the New Music Food Truck, and we're not using it to sell washing machines or sofa recliners. Here's Beck with Old Man.
One, two, one, two, three.
My life, I'm a lot like much more. Live alone in a paradise, it makes me think of two. Love lost at such a cost, give me things that won't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Food trucks. Takeout.
Hey everyone, it's Michael Parrish of Invisible Airwaves Magazine. I'm your new music food truck takeout server, ready to give you a taste of tunes from the pages of the music industry's hottest insider publication. Check it out at invisibleairwaves.com. I'm going to serve up a second helping of a track I already played for you here on the new music food truck. The band is called North Lake. The track is called Daylight Dancing. Cousin Corey liked it the first time I played it, so felt good about playing it again. The video's out for it, so I figured that'd be a good chance to give it a little bit more recognition. This is North Lake. Daylight Dancing.
The new music food trucks takeout.
There's your takeout from Invisible Airwaves magazine. If it's new and happening in the Indian alt world, Michael Parrish and the whole crew over at Invisible Airwaves is going to be on top of it. Not only on the New Music Food Truck, but also at InvisibleAirwaves.com. It's a complimentary online publication that could be sent straight to your inbox if you'd like. We can't wait to hear what they've got cooked up for us next time on the New Music Food Truck.
It's the New Music Food Truck.
Some freshly ground peppermint.
Weekly special.
We're serving up Scottish rock on the weekly special. No, Jim, I said Scottish rock, not scotch on the rocks. Put the glass away. Scottish band Dancing on Tables just dropped their debut album. Now, they started out back in 2014 as bored schoolmates who played friends' parties in school halls. Just 7 years later, they'd find themselves on an arena tour opening up for Catfish and the Bottlemen, plus numerous festival appearances and placements in ad campaigns. And now in their eighth year as a band, we've got an album from them titled Color in the Gray. From that record, here is How Do I Get Back to Her from Dancing on Tables. It's your weekly special on the New Music Food Truck.
I've been trying to figure out where it all went wrong. You've been telling me in a song. I've seen life without you being in the picture. So please take me back, it can't come any quicker. How did we end up in this disaster? When did you take the wheel and leave me stranded? I haven't slept in weeks, too busy thinking. And outside in a missing, all the ticks and all the quirks, I'd give it all, my whole world. So how do I get back to her? Don't be the type that thinks they're always right. You told me when you got up and left my life. Now time's passed, but no matter what, I just can't move on. I'm lost in a race I thought I'd already won. How did we end up in this disaster? When did you take the wheel and leave me stranded? I haven't slept in weeks, too busy thinking about every slave she speaks. And I'm starting to miss it. I'd give it all, my whole world. So how do I get back to her?
Tasty tunes on the New Music Food Truck.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within. Oh.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information, contact You Gotta Believe at YouGottaBelieve.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
David.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
This forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand? It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Serving up pumpkin spice everything.
Aren't you glad?
It's the new music food truck.
If it's all the same,
guitarist D.L. Rossi with The Glory in the Temporary. I first became aware of him last year from a podcast he was a guest on where they were talking about other people's music. In 2 weeks, I'll be chatting with him about his music and, of course, food on the Blue Plate Special. But for now, let's talk to Dead.
Would you like to know more?
It's the Blue Plate Special on the New Music Food Truck.
Emily from the band Dead is joining me on the Blue Plate Special today. Welcome. Go ahead and introduce yourself and let us know your role in the band.
This is Emily from Dead. I sing and play bass in the indie rock band called Dead.
And tell us about the rest of the band.
Me and Jason are like the show ponies. We're really loud and upfront. Obviously, we're both singers, and then Eric is kind of like the silent sage, and that he is pretty nervous and shy and anxious to be around large groups of people or crowds or people he doesn't know. Like, he's sort of the silent wisdom in the back of the van with his headphones on playing his skateboard game, and I honestly don't know how, except for by some strange magic that keeps the band going, that he has stayed with us this long. I feel very lucky to be his friend, and it's crazy to me that he is pushing through and being courageous every night to play drums and, you know, I don't know, has made it this long despite his certain set of fears. Whereas, you know, me and Jason eat it up. We love the attention. So if you see Eric, you know, don't bother him. Love him from afar.
Thanks for the tip. Speaking of Eric, I read that he's a first-time drummer. Is he self-taught, or did somebody in the band teach him how to play?
Me and Eric both just sort of fell into playing our instruments, and we just made it up as we went along, which I actually am still doing. I never know what notes I'm playing, which I obviously think is cool, but it's just because I hate school, and I hate feeling structured in any way. Okay, so yeah, Eric is self-taught, and me and Jason were just like, we need a drummer, and he was like, I'll do it. It was that simple.
Are there any advantages of having a first-time drummer in the band?
I think the advantages of having first-time musicians in the band, or like, maybe that's not the right way to put it, musicians who have a sort of childlike view of music, which is, I definitely identify as being that way, is just that they'll simply take more risks and go down paths that are more windy and weird. And like, me and Eric both like didn't really know our instruments well, and Jason was really good at guitar, so we kind of just followed him around for a while, musically speaking, and maybe it made it more fresh and open, and maybe we were less inclined to go into a box that had already existed and just sort of explore our own voice, you know, from the get-go. We never tried to be anything else. We never have, and I feel like that's one small part of why we are still a band and, you know, semi-successful.
What's been a band career highlight so far?
Playing Pitchfork, that was like the first show out of the pandemic, and it was just like, first of all, Pitchfork was a personal like goal of mine, like, okay, once we play Pitchfork, I'll feel like, yes, I've reached this thing, you know, and now I'm like Coachella, and then I'm gonna be like the Grammys, you know, like, I don't know when it's gonna end, but we played Pitchfork, and everyone came, everyone was singing the words. The lawn was packed. It was crazy. It was during the afternoon. It was just like, I felt like a t-shirt being shot up at T-shirt cannon, because we hadn't played in 2 years. And then all of a sudden we were playing a huge festival. We were like talking to people. We were interfacing. We were outside walking around a lot. Like, it was crazy. I was so tired after that show.
Here at New Music Food Truck, we love to talk about food. And I know you guys have been on the road a lot this year. When you come back home to Chicago, is there a place that you can't wait to get food from? And if so, what you getting from there?
Okay, I actually live in Taos, New Mexico now, but I do have two places in Chicago that I'm obsessed with. One is Feed, which is a chicken, sort of like chicken place. It's like a meat and three, kind of very southern, but it's like cash only. It is small. It is old looking. It looks like my grandma would have gone there. And the chicken is so freaking good. I always get 3/4 dark. It's on a couple tortillas, which is, I think, a Chicago vibe. And then I get fried okra, so freaking good. Okra is like one of my favorite vegetables, if not my favorite vegetable, besides peas maybe. And then they give you ranch to dip the okra in, it's really good. The other place is called El Milagro, and it's actually a tortilla factory and a Mexican food place in Pilsen, and they have the very best, and I'm lame and I get flour tortillas, but getting a flour tortilla that was like made seconds before the green pork taco with the flour tortilla. It's like green pork, it's so moist, it's so juicy. and then they have the green sauce on it. And there's like maybe cabbage or rice. I honestly can't remember because the pork is so good. And then I also get a side of tortillas and I just eat them. It's like unreal how good it is. Also very cheap. And so both those places I am obsessed with.
What food and beverage would you say goes best with the music of Dead?
My bandmates would have different answers, but I like hot dogs with like one pickle spear on them. I don't know if that's Chicago, but I just had one the other morning before I left Chicago for breakfast. Kind of strange choice, but maybe like a hot dog with a pickle on it. And then like for a drink, maybe Topo Chico. That's like, we love Topo Chico in this band.
Cousin Jim's back there right now whipping that up for the Dead special. So what's the rest of the year looking like for you? And what's next for Dead?
We're at the tail end of this year, thank God. And then we have a few things that are unannounced in December and January. And then next year is freaking open. There's nothing booked. And I'm so excited. We're going to write a new record. And we'll do probably some one-off festivals. And I'm trying to make a movie about Dead and touring and have like my comedian friends do skits, so I'll probably be working on that all next year.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Tell us about the song we're about to play from Dead.
Bad Love is just like choosing new kinds of love, like whether it's with your friends or your dog or your community, or like having like open relationships and partnerships and queer love, and like not necessarily conforming to the heteronormative sort of like standard role or like Disney fairy tale version of one true love stuff. And like, I found that for myself personally, I had to fall in love with myself and learn how to be my own best friend, my own companion, and then sort of go from there, from this place of center. And I'm like, my partner is never gonna match my energy. I was always looking for that. And it's like, I'm a freaking comet. Like, I'm relentless and shiny and bright. And like, I don't know if I need another comet. I might just need someone who balances a comet. Like, the sky or like wind or something.
Here it is. It's Bad Love from Dead on the New Music Food Truck.
Show? Want to find out more about a song you just heard? You can get song and artist info, links to the song and video, even a replay of the whole show on our website at newmusicfoodtruck.com.
The color's fading, 'cause I kept you waiting. It's a wild, wild world, and you're a wild, wild girl. Our sun's still shining,
but 18's half the size, and it's a wild, wild world out here. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen? Can't tell which way's home. I've been gone for so long. It's an empty world up here. I skip stones and wonder how long till I'm discovered. It's a quiet life up here. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen? If I run out of oxygen when I run away to Mars.
There's Runaway to Mars from Canadian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Talk, all caps. Last year, he was named one of People Magazine's 25 Emerging Artists You Should Know. And we here at the New Music Food Truck think pretty highly of him, too. He used his love for space and adventure films as a backdrop for a pouring out of emotions on paper one night at 3 a.m. when he was feeling frustrated and lonely. He compares it to a kid making a cardboard rocket ship in his backyard, only he says he's better at making songs than he is at making arts and crafts. Jim and I say, mission accomplished. He just took us to Mars with that one.
Ow, ow, ow!
Smoking hot and sizzling. The New Music Food Truck's hot off the grill.
If this one doesn't flash you back down to earth, I don't know what will. We're featuring new music from Simple Minds, and this is not a rerun episode from 1985. In fact, the New Music Food Truck didn't even exist in 1985. Although Cousin Jim says he's putting the finishing touches on his DeLorean, and he's planning on changing that. Yep, we're talking about that Simple Minds. The Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds. Well, you didn't forget about them, did you? They just dropped album number 18, and if you like them paired with John Hughes in the 80s, I think you'll find them just as tasty to your ears, served hot off the grill in 2022. Here's First You Jump from Simple Minds on the New Music Food Truck.
Future love, only days behind. I call on you, no matter what you put me through. And as the skies above turn to crimson red, hear the memories, all you said. I call on you, no matter what you put me through. First you jump. Traumas that did put you through.
tell me what you meant to.
New Music Fusion.
It's alive!
Hipster approved.
I'm a hipster, so I'm a little offended.
It's the New Music Food Truck.
Screaming in isolation. Walking through Desolation Alley. Boarded up our ambitions. Flooded out all the engines. I've been punching through the walls. I've been living on the edge. I've been fighting with my demons so long they become my friends. The zombies out the window say it's finally the end. So I'm kicking down my door and never closing it again. Straight out the city. You can live in a ghost town with me. We can dig in the gold mine. Look for treasure we won't find. I can dream all that I want, but I'm not going any place. I can tell you all my feelings while I'm staring into space. And the road is an illusion, I just keep to pass the days. I'm counting down the seconds till I'm making my escape.
Maybe Cousin Jim got that DeLorean running after all and somehow tricked us into hopping in for a spin, because we just played Billy Idol on the New Music Food Truck. Now, legally, the only way we are allowed to play Billy Idol on the New Music Food Truck, I just checked the official New Music Food Truck handbook, authored by one Aaron Zeidel, is if Billy Idol releases new music. And we are in compliance. That's the brand new one from the punk and new wave legend called Cage, and it comes from his new 4-song EP titled The Cage, which is out now.
The New Music Food Truck. Chef's choice.
The chef is serving up ska and rocksteady vibes this week on the New Music Food Truck. Cousin Jim's grabbing a red stripe and is settling in for the new one from Manhattan originating reggae rockers, The Slackers. They recently released their first album in 6 years titled Don't Let the Sunlight Fool Ya. But you won't find this song on that album. That's because fresh off the heels of that release, they recorded even more new music. And this is one of the two new tunes you'll find on a 12-inch single. The chef thinks you're gonna love this one called New York Berlin, brand new from the Slackers on the New Music Food Truck.
Let me tell you all about New York, and then you tell me all about Berlin. Then you tell me all about New York, and I'll tell you all about Berlin.
Been around the world and then back again.
We're always bitching about the place we're in.
Thought
lots of smoke coming out of that truck. Stick around to find out if we need 911 or it's another helping of fresh new music getting cooked up. It's the New Music Food Truck.
Ask any parent. When it comes to protecting your baby, you can never do enough. You wash their hands, bundle them up, and strap them in. And those are the things you can see. Then there are the risks you can't. That's why most parents go with the safe, proven protection of vaccines. Nothing protects babies better from 14 serious childhood diseases, like measles, whooping cough, and meningitis. So keep up with the and the. And when it comes to protection against vaccine-preventable diseases, get all the recommended immunizations for your baby by age 2. Immunizations help give you the power to protect your baby. For more reasons to vaccinate, talk to your child's doctor. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines for all the latest information. Or call 800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Ask any parent. When it comes to protecting your baby, you can never do enough. You wash their hands, bundle them up, and strap them in. And those are the things you can see. Then there are the risks you can't. That's why most parents go with the safe, proven protection of vaccines. Nothing protects babies better from 14 serious childhood diseases, like measles, whooping cough, and meningitis. So keep up with the and the. And when it comes to protection against vaccine-preventable diseases, get all the recommended immunizations for your baby by age 2. Immunizations help give you the power to protect your baby. For more reasons to vaccinate, talk to your child's doctor. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines for all the latest information. Or call 800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
That was tasty.
It's the After Dinner Mix on the New Music Food Truck.
Corey here. My cousin Jim and I are glad you stopped by for some grub, but don't leave without grabbing your After Dinner Mint. There are a ton of independent artists out there who'd love a chance at your ears, and we're happy to feed you one of them this week on the New Music Food Truck. Maybe you are one of those hardworking artists. Head to newmusicfoodtruck.com to learn how to submit your music for a possible feature. I don't know about you, but I'm catching 90s Weezer vibes from this band out of the UK. Maybe a little Weedus thrown in? They're called Honey Cub, and they're a three-piece rock band with a DIY mentality and a big sound. Here is Can't Deny It from Honey Cub, your After Dinner Mint on the New Music Food Truck.
Sometimes when I'm outside, the light.
That's English Rocker's Honey Cub out of Leeds, your after-dinner mint on the New Music Food Truck. You can catch up with them at honeycubofficial.com and throw in some love on the socials. And newmusicfoodtruck.com gives you the scoop on how to send over your music for the possibility of airplay on the New Music Food Truck. We love to give up-and-coming indie artists a platform to shine. Well, Jim says that we're just about out of plutonium and we gotta hit the road. But thanks for choosing New Music Food Truck to get nourishment for your ears. Big thanks to Dead for the chat about the different personalities within the band and the tips on places to eat in Chicago. If you missed any of that conversation, you can catch up at newmusicfoodtruck.com. Thanks as always to Michael Parrish at Invisible Airwaves Magazine for the tasty takeout this week. Plug into all things alt and indie with them at invisibleairwaves.com. We hope you'll join us next week for our special Halloween edition of the New Music Food Truck. It's an episode that's sure to raise any spirits. New Music Food Truck is produced by my cousin Jim Edwards. The dishes served are made with love using ingredients handpicked by Sophia John. And I'm your host at the window, Cousin Corey, ready to serve you again next week. Jim, hit those heat lamps on the way out, will ya? The heat lamps, Jim, not the flux capacitor. Great Scott.
Hey, get that thing out of here!
It's the New Music Food Truck.